Oh, delightful. Fine Sounds there from L.A. Witch off of their recent LP, Dog God. We heard the track S.O.S. Preceding that, Goat! With our 2023 Levitation Sessions, we heard Queen of the Underground. Started off the set with some music, Ty Siegel, from his most recent release, Possession, another California love song. John Hell, that's me. Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific. It's our 15th anniversary here at Radio Valencia. 15 years young, started in 2010 in Chicken John's Warehouse, known as Chez Poulet. Moved around to a few places, been in this great place since 2020. You know, COVID hit. And, you know, we were homeless for a little while, and we really took a hit. It's true, we did. I mean, we had a lot of people on staff. This place was rocking. You know, we were everywhere you wanted to be, and we were really setting this, you know, the stage. And moving in here is cool. Like, we really like our location. It's badass, but it's expensive, man. It is. Our rent is, like, ridiculous over here, and especially in, in this area of San Francisco with so many vacant storefronts. It's kind of a crime that we pay what we do. So, unfortunately, you know, most of what we, you know, bring in is we're all dues-based. So our staff, everybody pays quarterly dues. And, you know, we want to recruit more people, but the problem is it just costs too damn much. So I love where we're at. Hopefully we'll be able to stay here. But we've had a lot of colorful characters here. You know, people who are kind of freaks in the way they should be. You know, people with really great musical tastes and willing to take risks and really get out there and play and, you know, press the palm of the strangest fellows. And that's what I really love about this place, is how colorful it really can be. I mean, I can't even pick out one story. There's just way too many. But we've had a lot of really great times. 15 years has gone by like in just a flash. I can only imagine what it's going to be like moving forward. But, you know, thanks for hanging out, sticking around for the ride. You know, it's interesting. I've been doing this slot, this Monday slot, since we started in 2010, but all the other stations I was at, going back to 2000, I've been doing Monday nights at 8 o'clock, and I was at KFJC for a long time, and I did morning shows at KFJC. I did, what did I do? I did Monday mornings, I did Wednesday mornings for a long time. Ann Arbor's been doing, like, Wednesday mornings for freaking decades now. I did Friday, like, Friday mid-morning, early afternoon kind of thing for a long time at KFJC. Like, that was a fucking blast. But I've been doing Mondays. I've been doing Mondays for 25 years, man. That's ridiculous. How did that even happen? I don't even know. But I love it, and I love the folks that we have on staff. You've got really amazing programming. This is the kind of station where it's nobody is having a Spotify playlist. Nobody's using AI to generate playlists. We listen to music. We live and breathe music. This is what we do. We're either crate digging, streaming it, or not streaming it, but like playing it at home, going to shows, talking about it. Last night we were having a Radio Valencia like gathering for our anniversary, and a couple of our DJs, there's like a TV on in the corner, and it's playing like MTV oldies and shit, and they were betting on who were the musicians in the band at the time that the band was, you know, doing the video on the screen. It was the funniest thing. And you know, and that's what's so great about the station, is we are all walking encyclopedias of music. We love it, and we want to keep sharing it with you. So stick around, tune in, and have a good time. All right, we're going to keep going. My dear, beautiful friend, Mark Groudon, sent me this. I'm so excited about it. He's spent a lot of time in Kyrgyzstan, and he's been doing a lot of stuff with the jaw harp. It's true. And this release that they put out, that I'm going to play something right now, it's called 11 Hours. It's an international jaw harp collaboration between Irina Bogatyrova, who is Russian, and Mark Groudon, dedicated to celebrating and expanding the cultural legacy of the jaw harp. The name 11 Hours refers to the time difference between our homes. For the past 5 years, they've met online nearly every week, pausing only briefly for Irina's pregnancy. Okay, the onset of international conflict and the wildfire that threatened Mark's hometown in California. They plan to record in the U.S. and Russia, but geopolitical shifts led them to Kyrgyzstan. A decision that turned out to be deeply rewarding. Kyrgyzstan not only has a rich jaw harp tradition, but also offered them the chance to collaborate with two remarkable musicians. And while the project began as a duo, their musical collaboration, or connection, pardon me, with Kutman and Erkin was undeniable, and they welcomed their voices into several pieces. I'm going to play a track right now for you called Legend of the Creation of the Middle World, the Kyrgyzstan Sessions, 11 Hours. Radio Valencia. Thank you.
was sent to the soldier's wife from the ancient city of Prague. From Prague came a pair of high-heeled shoes with a kiss or two. Came the high-heeled shoes from the ancient city of Prague. What was sent to the soldier's wife from Oslo over the sun? From Oslo there came a collar of fur. How it pleases her, the little collar of fur. From Oslo over the sun. What was sent to the soldier's wife from the wealth of Amsterdam? From Amsterdam he got her a hat. She looked sweet in that, in the little Dutch hat. From the wealth of Amsterdam. Was sent to the soldier's wife from Brussels in Belgian land. From Brussels he said, for the laces so rare to have and to wear. All those laces so rare from Brussels in Belgian land. What was sent to the soldier's wife from Paris, city of light? In Paris he got her a silken gown. 'Twas ended in town, that silken gown. From Paris, city of light. What was sent to the from the south, from Bucharest. From Bucharest he sent her a shirt, embroidered and cut, that Romanian shirt. From the south, from Bucharest. What was sent to the soldier's wife from the far off Russian land? From Russia there came just a widow's veil for her dead to bewail in her widow's veil. From the far off Russia,
love. How about some music there? Right, Marianne Faithfull featuring Chris Spedding on guitar. Ballad of the Soldier's Wife. That's from a Kurt Vile compilation, a tribute record, Lost in the Stars. That's a really great record. Lou Reed, Carla Bly, Phil Woods, Tom Waits on there. Aaron Neville, Todd Rundgren, Charlie Hayden, Van Dyke Parks, John Zorn. I'm a big fan. This is a really great record. I found this for like $3, man. $3 bin at Amoeba. Thank you, Amoeba. Appreciate you. Really do. For that, some Roland Kirk, pre-Rassan. Title track there, Volunteered Slavery, off the 1969 release. What is Kirk playing on that? Tenor, flute, nose flute, manzello, stretch, gong, whistles, and vocals. He's so great. was a huge fan. Started off the set there with some brand new music. 11 Hours, the name of the ensemble. The Kyrgyzstan Session, my buddy Mark Groudon on their jaw harp. Legend of the Creation of Middle World. You could find 11 Hours if you go to Bandcamp. That's what I used. Bandcamp 11 Hours. If you do it, type in also Kyrgyzstan Session. You can look up the spelling. You're smart people. And you'll find it. John Hell, that's my name. Hell's Kitchen Radio Monday nights. It's our 15th anniversary today. If you're just tuning in, I told a whole big story about it over the years, where we've been, what we've been doing. Man, we used to do so many live remotes at the clubs, man. Wasn't life different before COVID? Totally crazy. People used to actually go out. That's true. People went out and did things. It's crazy. Of course, we're next to Makeout Room. They're having a show tonight. So, you know, I'm happy that people are going out. But I'm here to entertain you. That's what I do. I entertain you. I'm here to tell you things and enjoy our time together. You know, we're always recruiting as well. If you're interested, you think you could do a show, we could always train you. People stop by all the time. They ask what's going on. I say, hey, come on, do a show. Just email us, station@radiovalencia.fm. Once again, that is station@radiovalencia.fm. Let us know the type of show you would like to do. And we'll get you in here. We'll tell you what it's all about. Okay, is that okay with you? Feel good? All right. Hey, let's keep going. I love it. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. They have a new album out this year. Of course they do. Called Phantom Island. And it actually features an orchestra. Why not? Keep going, guys. You just seem to keep on kicking ass and taking names. I know they're on tour right now. They don't have any California dates, or at least not any Bay Area dates. But I'm confident that they will be back. I've seen them a few times, and I planned on seeing them many, many more times. Because I'll just do that. Anyway, so off of Phantom Island, we're going to play a track here for you called Sea of Doubt. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard right here, right now. Radio Valencia.
Yeah.
comes the sun to clear the fog. Here comes a friend for me to lean on. Through the swell and through the cloud, we're gonna swim. We'll be right back.
okay, well, you know, shit, right? Like, that was fucking amazing. By the way, that is a perfect example of the use of the quote-unquote intelligent fuck. Right here on Radio Valencia. That was Spanish Moss out of Santa Cruz. I have never heard this band before, ever in my life. The name of that track you heard right there was called Space Drugs. Of course, it's called Space Drugs. Came off of their 2012 release, Kelp. I found this crate digging, and I saw it, and I'm like, yeah, I have no clue what it is I'm about to hear. I don't have a clue. I don't know. I don't even care. I love the look of this. And I took it, and I was like, yeah, that was amazing. Just before that, we heard King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. And I thought that was a pretty good pairing, by the way. Off of their latest LP, Phantom Island, we heard Sea of Doubt. John Hell, that's my name. Whew, that was tasty. That was just so good. It's our 15th anniversary right here on Radio Valencia. 15 years, going strong since 2010. Happens to be, if I'm counting right, and I might be wrong, my 580th show on Radio Valencia. You know our shows are archived? Did you know that? You can go to the podcast page, find your favorite show, and go on it, click on it, read about it. My show has been called Hell's Kitchen Radio for probably 10 years, but for the first five, it was called A Season in Hell, and that's where you will find it on the podcast page. I have a show on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock called my Live Bootleg Bonanza because I have thousands of live bootlegs. I'm not exaggerating when I say it. I'm not here to toot my own horn. Thousands of live bootlegs from hundreds of bands across dozens of genres. And Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock, I like to feature that. Tomorrow night at 8, I've got two really amazing bands. I think you're going to just enjoy the hell out of King Buffalo and then the Black Angels. And it's so fucking great. They're so good. King Buffalo, their show, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't know if I'm mistaken. I don't know. You don't know me. It's from 2023. That's right. From the Freak Valley Festival in Germany from June 9th, 2023. And the Black Angels, I'm going to take that show from the Art Rock Festival in France, June 4th, 2017. It's really incredible. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to get almost the entire King Buffalo show. Just shy of an hour, but you're going to get all of the Black Angels set. That's every Tuesday night. John Hell's Live Bootleg Bonanza right here on Radio Valencia. There you go. Okay, let's get back to the music. OCs have a brand new record out. They just keep getting louder and louder and louder, and I love them for it. Abomination Revealed at Last is the name of the release, and we're going to hear a track right here called Infected Chrome. Radio Valencia.
Savage! you down to a place by the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night forever. And you know that she's half crazy, and that's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover.
Simone, amazing. Off the 1969 release To Love Somebody, Suzanne. That's the first track off that record. Just before that, OCs from their most recent release, Abomination Revealed at Last. We heard Infected Crime. John Hell's My Name, Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific on Radio Valencia. For the last 15 years, it's our 15th anniversary today. Happy birthday, Radio Valencia. How exciting. You can find my show, like I said earlier, on the Radio Valencia podcast page. Just look for my old show title, A Season in Hell. Or you can go to my podcast page, my blog, that is. I apologize, my blog. And you can check out that one. It's called hellskitchenradio.blogspot.com. Again, hellskitchenradio.blogspot.com. It's all the playlists, the links to the archive show, and all that jazz there. Thanks so much, everybody. Really appreciate all the chatting tonight. Really love you. Hell is Love. DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muppet coming up. Top of the hour, at least that's what they promised. So they're going to stumble in here sometime soon. Okay, so dig this. My dad, he passed a few years ago. I did a tribute to him. You know, that was fun. I really enjoyed it. He's the reason I'm into music. He used to always say this word instead of like fart or flatulence or whatever. He would say foof, like F-O-O-F, foof, like you foofed. And of course, then it took on like the noun, the verb, the adjective, the adverb, foofly, no, whatever. But you would have all these crazy sayings as I was a kid. And my sister hates it, by the way, which cracks me up. But I've said it too. You call a person a foofer. You know, but my dad used to say all the time, he'd say, Foofentane, tell me, Foofentane, ask me again, I'll tell you the same. I'd say it, and you know, it rhymes, it's silly. I never thought anything of it. I'd say it my whole life. I got kids, I say it to them. And then all of a sudden, just like 2 days ago, I hear a song. And I'm like, wait a minute. That is exactly where he got this from. And it blew my mind. It was that thing of, I wish he was alive. Like, I want to say, Dad, I can't believe this. I know where you got it from. He's laughing wherever he is now. Anyway, Phil Spector production. The band is called the Alley Cats, not to be confused with that great old punk rock band. And the track is called Puddin'-a-Tane. Ask me again, and I'll tell you the same. I'll see you next week right here, Radio Valencia. It's for you, Dad.
Puddin'-a-Tane, Puddin'-a-Tane. Ask me again, I'll tell you the same. Puddin'-a-Tane. Ask me again, I'll tell you the name.
You won't believe the story by a lot of one bright and sunny day, I met a little sleazy girl. Chance to walk my way, I asked her her name. Here's what she said to me.
Puddin'-a-Tane, ask me again, I'll tell you.
Oh, my dear, she told me. song.